What's up, Christ community? May 25th here, Project 4-4. Today, we're going to be looking at two contributing writers at the very end of Proverbs. We're going to be looking at Agur, and we're looking at King Lemuel. First, we don't know a lot about King Agur, and he's not mentioned anywhere else in Scripture. The other person we're talking about is King Lemuel. Obviously, some scholars think this guy is Solomon. However, we're totally uncertain if that's the case. What we do know is that both of these men have wise words and good insights. The words of Agur are mostly contained in chapter 30. You'll see that he uses a lot of illustrations from nature. He uses the raven, the eagle, snake, ants, conies, locusts, lizards, lions, rooster, and goats in chapter 30 alone. So he makes a lot of references to exemplify good behavior and good characteristics. We also see that his instructions are very practical. He talks about contentment in verses 7 through 9. Agur touches on a lot of different topics. He touches on things like slander and pride and bad attitudes, discontentment, and disobedience. And at the end, he warns us to be careful about our behavior. He says in verse 32, "If you have played the fool and exalted yourself, or if you have planned evil, clap your hand around your mouth." He is warning us about pride and evil behavior and thoughts that we should drastically prevent. He's saying drastically prevent these things. So first we have the saying of Agur, and now we have the saying of King Lemuel in Proverbs 31. So breaking down Proverbs 31, in the beginning 10 verses, King Lemuel refers to snares for a young man. The first is an obsession with women, sex. Verse 3, it says, "Do not spend your strength on women, your vigor on those who ruin kings." And the second is alcohol. Verse 4 through 7 says, "Not for kings to drink wine, not for rulers to crave beer." Verse 7 says, "Let them drink and forget their poverty and remember their misery no more." This is probably 3,000 years ago this was written, but it's completely contemporary. Look at advertising today. Mostly young, beautiful women and alcohol. We see that both of these things that are usually advertised together, they lead to ruin. They usually lead to ruin. So after that, in verses 10, we have probably the greatest and most famous depiction of a godly woman in the Bible. If you are a woman and you are referred to as a P31 woman, then that is definitely a compliment. I have never used that, but a friend of mine who's a bit older than me said that was a common thing to say back in his day, which is probably like the 50s or the 60s. Anyways, if you're referred to as a P31 woman, then that's a compliment, I guess. This is a well-known model or a pattern for women to follow. Let's look at some of a woman's characteristics in Proverbs 31 together. It says she is trustworthy. Her husband had full confidence in her. He can depend on her. She is dependable and faithful. She's always looking out for him. She's a hard worker. He never awakes before her because she's always awakened before him. She always gets up early to look out for her family. She's a woman who provides food for her family. She's a good cook. She considers a field and buys them, it says, meaning that she makes wise decisions. She's resourceful. She finds ways to stretch her money. On her earnings, she is resourceful. She figures out a way to enrich her household by resourcefulness. She's no wimp. Her arms are strong. She stays in shape. She keeps track of stuff. It says, because she sees her trading's profitable. She plans ahead. She knows she has enough fuel that her lamp won't go out. She plans for that. She is clever at making things. She is crafty. She has a heart of mercy and helpfulness. She opens her arms to the poor. She makes sure her family is well clothed. She makes her house look good. She is clothed in fine linen and purple. It says, meaning she looks good. She dresses well. Her husband is respected at the city gate where he takes a seat among the elders. Her husband is respected, partly due to the greatness of his wife. She makes her husband look good. She is effective at making money. She approaches the future with confidence. She looks to the future with confidence. She is wise. She says appropriate things. She speaks with wisdom. She has good advice. She doesn't just sit around and watch TV all the time. It says she doesn't eat the bread of idleness. As a result of all of these things, her whole family is blessed and they praise her for her character. In summary, King Lemuel says, many women do noble things, but you surpass them all. What he's saying is, you're the best. He's saying, you are the greatest. He's recognizing what he is claiming, that what he is claiming, she surpasses all of the competition. I can see at this point a man in his 50s or his 60s looking at his wife and saying these words. He's now understanding what true riches are when it comes to a woman, when it comes to a wife, and he praises her. The last verse, it says this, give her the reward she earned. This is such a beautiful and fitting portrait to end our book of Proverbs. It leaves a lasting picture that is still an amazing, great model for both men and women to consider. It was great to be with you today. Hope you were encouraged. Hope that God encourage you for the rest of your day.